On the rocky slopes of Bistoun, not far from the inscription of Darius the Great, the calm and dignified face of a Parthian king emerges from the stone, the remaining image of the relief of Mithridates II, the powerful Parthian ruler who reigned over Iran from around 128 to 91 BCE. Mithridates II is regarded as the restorer of Parthian authority. In this relief, he stands in formal attire, sword in hand, with a line of nobles standing before him. The relief was likely carved to display the king's power and to assert the Parthian dominance over the royal road that crossed Bistoun, a strategic route linking the east and west of the ancient world. Yet, this historic image has suffered heavy damage. Another relief, depicting a later Parthian king, Gotarzes, mounted on horseback, was carved over part of Mithridates' figure, erasing much of the original composition. Later, during the Safavid era, the stone inscription of Sheikh Ali Khan Zanganeh, the vizier of Shah Suleiman, was added below the scene, causing further damage to the lower sections of the relief. Today, only a faint trace of the original grandeur remains, but even this ghostly image speaks of the turbulent history of art and power in ancient Iran, a convergence of generations, each leaving its mark on the silent stones of Bistoun.